You look at those plates they brought in for us.
It smells good.
How can you put yours
good.
To the left there?
I'm a lefty.
Because if you know what? I'm going to grab your plate. I can eat two of these.
Well, let me just say it's 37 right now, and we're only getting up to the upper 40s today. Perfect weather to start our Thanksgiving a little early this morning.
Okay, I'm going to start with how about a little of the sweet potato right here.
We're joined in studio this morning by Chef Jeffrey Katz of Amphora to help us get ready for the big day. You prepared all this stuff this morning. It's very impressive. Watching you do the turkey was unbelievable. You made it look effortless.
It is easy.
That's the biggest challenge for me on Thanksgiving.
The biggest key is a sharp knife, like I said before.
Wow.
I know.
Now,
it doesn't happen as easy as it happens for you.
I agree.
Now, what do you recommend? What's a good-sized turkey for people to get? Because sometimes they think, bigger's got to be better.
It's funny, Mike. We said that off the air, and you said, we do two turkeys for our family, and I do the same thing. Usually it's a pound per person. That usually takes into consideration some leftovers. We always go higher because my family loves to eat, like most people do on Thanksgiving, that midnight snack.
Do you baste it with anything?
You baste it in the beginning. Usually you turn your turkey upside down first. You cook the breast side down so the juices kind of flow to the breast. And then about halfway, in an hour or so through, you flip it back the other way, and then it becomes crispy on the outside. You know, you get a nice crispy. We also herb butter rub it. Mm-hmm. So I take the skin, I lift the skin off the breast.
Yeah.
And I put my hand underneath there with the butter, and we season it with herbs like rosemary, thyme,
garlic. You want to come live at my house?
Sure.
Gosh,
anything for a fee. Why not?
It's always coming down to that.
Now, a lot of folks, I cheat a little bit. I use an electric knife to carve the...
We were talking about that outside.
Do you
and
do that?
I actually said that to Angela, our catering director, and I said, you know, do you want me to bring an electric knife or do you want me to do it the old-fashioned way? And we decided to do it the old-fashioned way.
I get less crumbles when I use the electric.
Exactly. Well, again, sharp knife.
Okay. All right, let me ask you about these sweet potatoes. We have on our plates, and we'll have all these videos up for you at WTOP.com very shortly. You'll be able to see Chef Jeffrey's wonderful carving of this turkey. It was magnificent to watch you out in the newsroom do that. And people will be able to learn from watching that. But you'll see the plates that we have. We've got beautiful string beans, mashed potatoes, sweet potatoes, stuffing, and then beautiful turkey.
You actually have two kinds of stuffing there, Mike.
Other kinds?
You have a chestnut raisin and an apple sausage.
Which is this the apple sausage?
I just got some of the chestnut raisin. That is delish.
Thank you.
Delish. Tell me how you made these sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. Okay, you peel your sweet potatoes. I cut them into quarters, you know, nice wedge-sized piece. I blanch them in boiling water until they're just al dente, kind of like pasta.
Right.
Okay, and then I take a mixture of maple syrup, brown sugar, butter, and vanilla, and some brandy. I coat that on the sweet potatoes, and then roast them in the oven until they're nice, kind of like, you know, they're still holding together, but they're really tender.
And your string beans aren't not soft and mealy. How do you do that?
You blanch those too, shock them, blanch them in boiling water, take them out, shock them in ice water. That's the key. You get the nice bright color, and then when you saute them, they stay a nice bright color.
Jeffrey, you have skills.
He does.
You have skills.
Like what is that fee, by the way, to come live at the house?
We'll discuss that off air, okay, Mike?
Jeffrey Katz from Amphora. What a feast.
I'm glad you're enjoying it.
If anyone needs to go someplace and have their Thanksgiving made for them,
I would highly recommend it because this food is ready the same day, too. Thanksgiving, you can pick it up. It is delicious.
Good.
Absolutely.
We're
going to
get that
video
of you carving the turkey and teaching us all how to carve a turkey up on WTOP.com very soon. Is it already up yet, Sarah Beth?
Not yet.
Momentarily.
We're working on it.
Momentarily. Wow. Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
944.
You got to eat off your plate now.